You are now experiencing
the digital life
with Kevin Lockett. Bonus track.
I was driving by my old high school because I used to be in marching band, and I was looking at the band, and the band is so small, it looks like my old drum section.
Right.
Because it frustrates me because, you know, I miss seeing kids walking around with clarinets and drumsticks and saxophone cases. I mean, what can be done to help kids find that love of music again where they can't become performers on stage?
You know, I think part of it stems from teaching people that it's okay to be creative. So often in our society, we really do stifle people for being dreamers. Stop being a dreamer and get your head out of the clouds. And, you know, if a person says, well, you know, someday I want to be a musician, the automatic response is, no, don't do that. Do something where you're going to make money. I don't think you need to tell kids that. You know, I think that, you know, if a kid learns how to play an instrument when they're in junior high school, when they're in high school, just because they don't do it as a career when they get to college doesn't mean they didn't learn valuable tools. Where else do you learn other than in sports about how to practice, how to fine-tune your craft, how to fit into a sound of a group? I mean, I just think it's about, you know, let's start to encourage kids their creativity, encourage them to branch out and learn new things. And, you know, why can't you play on the football team and play music?
Right.
Why can't you hoop and sing? It doesn't make any sense to me. So I just think in general we really need to start paying more attention and get back to basics when it comes to the arts, because there's something in it for people's growth and development.
You can hear the full digital life with Kevin Lockett on digitalkev.com or iTunes.